This is an Audio Holdings production.
Great Expectations by Charles Dickens, read by Tom Baker. My father's family name being Pirrip, and my Christian name Philip, my infant tongue could make of both names nothing longer or more explicit than Pip. So I called myself Pip, and came to be called Pip. I give Pirrip as my father's family name on the authority of his tombstone and my sister, Mrs. Jo Gargery, who married the blacksmith. Ours was the marsh country down by the river, within 20 miles of the sea. My first, most vivid and broad impression of the identity of things seems to me to have been gained one raw afternoon towards evening. At such a time, I found out for certain that this bleak place overgrown with nettles was the churchyard, and that Philip Pirrip, late of this parish, and also Georgiana, wife of the above, were dead and buried, and that Alexander, Bartholomew, Abraham, Tobias, and Roger, the infant children of the aforesaid, were also dead and buried, and that the dark, flat wilderness beyond the churchyard, intersected with dykes and mounds and gates, was the marshes, and that the low leaden line beyond was the river, and that the distant savage lair from which the wind was rushing was the sea, and that the small bundle of shivers, growing afraid of it all and beginning to cry, was Pip.
"Hold your noise,"
cried a terrible voice, as a man started up from among the graves.
"Keep still, or I'll cut your throat."
A fearful man, all in coarse grey with a great iron on it.